I really appreciate that we're talking about this, because working with AI already feels like part of everyday life. It shows up in writing, planning, research, coding, marketing, teaching, and problem solving.
Exactly. And the important thing is that AI is not just a calculator or an automation tool. It helps shape thoughts, organize ideas, and even reflect versions of ourselves back to us.
That's what makes it so fascinating. The challenge is not that AI is too far in the future. The challenge is how we stay fully human while collaborating with another form of intelligence.
Right. The goal should not be to become more machine-like. It should be to use AI in ways that preserve human judgment, voice, and responsibility.
I think that's such a hopeful reframe. We don't have to lose our humanity just because the tools are getting smarter.
But we do need to be careful, because AI can become dangerously convenient. It can draft responses, summarize documents, generate outlines, and suggest next steps.
And that convenience is tempting. It can be so easy to let the system do the thinking for us.
But thinking is not merely output production. It involves context, intention, values, and meaning.
That's a big difference. A machine can produce language, but a person brings something deeper to the table.
Yes. Humans bring tone and emotional nuance, cultural context, lived experience, and an awareness of what feels cold, misleading, or out of touch.
And of course, we carry responsibility for the outcomes. That matters.
Especially as AI gets better at language generation and pattern recognition, those human qualities become even more important.
I love the idea of treating AI as a partner, not a replacement. It feels healthier that way.
A partner can help you move faster, but you still steer. It can offer options, but you still decide what matters.
And it can surface possibilities, but you still provide the judgment that makes those possibilities meaningful.
That changes how we should use AI. Instead of asking for the final answer, we might ask for help understanding the strongest angles or the trade-offs involved.
That keeps the human in the loop. It prevents AI from becoming a black box where responsibility disappears.
And there are practical habits that can support that. The first is to start with your own thinking before you even prompt the system.
That makes a lot of sense. If you clarify what you already know, what you want to achieve, and what kind of result you are looking for, you avoid being pulled in a direction you never intended.
The second habit is to use AI to expand, not to decide. It can generate alternatives, test assumptions, and identify gaps.
Then you apply your own judgment to choose what is right for the situation.
The third is to protect your voice. If you are writing, the final version should sound like you, not like generic AI output.
So you add perspective, personality, and specific detail. That's what makes it feel human.
The fourth habit is to check for bias and blind spots. AI can sound confident while still missing the point.
Human review is essential here, especially for accuracy, ethics, and sensitivity.
And the fifth is to remember the person on the other side. Whether you are creating content, making recommendations, or solving problems, the end goal is usually to help a human being.
That human-centered focus should remain central, no matter how advanced the tool becomes.
This also brings in the ethical dimension. As our reliance on AI grows, we need to be careful about how we use these systems.
That includes being honest about what AI can and cannot do, and not becoming overconfident in its outputs.
It also means respecting privacy, accuracy, and fairness.
AI can be a powerful amplifier, and that is both exciting and risky.
It can amplify creativity, productivity, and insight. But it can also amplify errors, assumptions, and harmful shortcuts.
And responsibility for that amplification remains with humans.
This is where human maturity matters. We need to ask not only whether AI can help us do something, but whether we should.
And what we are willing to take responsibility for.
I also like the idea of building a relationship with intelligence, not just a workflow. That phrase is not meant to be dramatic.
It reflects the fact that working with AI is not just inputting prompts and collecting outputs. It is a form of collaboration.
And like any collaboration, it benefits from trust, boundaries, and mutual respect.
Trust means understanding what the system is good at and where it falls short. Boundaries mean knowing when to rely on it and when to step back.
And mutual respect means using the system well while preserving the qualities that make human work valuable.
Things like empathy, originality, accountability, and care. Those are not small details. They are the heart of the work.
AI is changing how we work, and that change is not reversing. The goal should not be to disappear into automation.
It should be to use intelligence more thoughtfully. If we work with AI wisely, we can reduce busy work, sharpen our thinking, and open new possibilities.
But to remain fully human, we must keep the parts of ourselves that machines cannot fully imitate. Conscience, creativity, relationships, and commitment to doing what is right.